Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, welcome to Daily News. It is Monday the 9th of December. I am Ross Chanley, joined today by Ben Kelly. Thank you for joining me. We're here to bring you the latest Liverpool news, or lack of, today.
It's been a struggle.
Yeah, putting the agenda together is a bit of a struggle as we prepare for the Salzburg game tomorrow. But before we do that, today's news is sponsored by...
Our Christmas jumpers. Yeah, I thought you were implying that I needed to do that, but no, you were just doing a roll.
Suspense. Yeah. We should have practiced that. Yeah, anyway, sure. Christmas jumpers over at redmedtv.com.
That we're both so proudly wearing. Or not.
You've got to rotate them, haven't you? If you go to redmedtv.com, you can go over there, go straight to the shop on there, or you can go to our pinned tweet on Twitter, or bit.ly/RMTVXmas2019 and get... Oh, he's clicked on it. There you go. There's the website. And get one of our lovely Christmas jumpers. My personal favourite and everyone's personal favourite, which has been a big seller, is, of course, a Divock Origi. If you want to remind an Everton fan that it is Merry Christmas, despite them winning, but they just sat the manager, which is pretty funny. And they might have Emery in charge, which is even funnier. There is that one, which is lovely choice. If you're a fan of the Champions League, go for number 6, which could be outdated and should be by the time we go
through. This time next year, yeah.
Next year. And Three Kings, another classic. Available in 2 different colours, grey and green, that one. Cut-off dates are fast approaching. They're all on top of the pinned tweet. So if you are in the UK, you need to order by 9 a.m. on Friday the 16th if you want it in time for Christmas. All of the dates are there and on the website as well, so you go and get them when you get a chance. We don't want products, do we, Ben? News. That's what we want.
Ornstein. We want David Ornstein.
Ornstein on a Monday. That's what we want. Liverpool are potentially heading over to China as part of pre-season. They do traditionally go over, break it up and go to America, but that was broken last year. We went to America twice on the run. Anyway, Ornstein's article. Liverpool are in talks over holding a lucrative pre-season friendly in China in July. The European champions haven't played in the Far East since taking part in the Premier League Asia Trophy in Hong Kong in 2017. We played Leicester.
Yeah, and we played Palace in the final?
No idea. Okay. Usually the alternate tours between Asia and America, as already mentioned, but they broke out with the tradition last summer when they returned to the States for a second successive year. Jurgen Klopp felt the climate and the top-class facilities were more conducive preparing his players for the new season. Liverpool's only trip to Asia since Klopp took over was dogged by a monsoon conditions in Hong Kong, which left pitches waterlogged, severely affected the manager's training schedule. However, given Liverpool's huge fan base in the region, there is an acceptance that the club has a duty to return to the Far East. By July 2020, they hope to be Premier League champions with a new kit deal with Nike underway. There will be massive commercial benefits to the trip. Ben Kelly. Sorry, this is rumoured, so sorry to be just a friendly, not a full tour. Yeah. So there might be a case where
they probably will do a tour, though, but they won't do both, will they? As in the States and Asia, they'll go to one or the other. That's too much travelling.
Yeah. Your thoughts on going to Asia? And more importantly, I thought about it before I just read it. Was the Nike kit deal? Obviously, they're massive over there.
Yeah, well, I mean, Nike are massive everywhere. They're not exactly small in the United States, Nike, are they?
But it's almost like they're a global brand.
Yes, they are. It's almost as if being partnered with them to do our kits is going to benefit us massively. I prefer them going to the States because obviously I got to go last year and I enjoy going over there. You know, I'd quite like to do it again. China's a little bit more of a culture difference. I'm not sure if I'd go over it if it was in China, but I think...
China's amazing.
It's just food. It's further. I do love a good bit of salt and pepper chicken.
Not getting
no, yeah. No, but, it's it's about giving everybody, you know, we've got a massive fan base in Asia as well as the States. Klopp wasn't happy with the I think some of the facilities in 2017, so I think he preferred to go to the States. And obviously with us having American owners and yada yada yada, I think it's probably a lot easier for everybody to go to America. But also, you know, that there's still a massive fan base to reach out to in Asia, and if we go out there, then there's going to be a lot of happy people that we are doing. So
we can't please everyone. I think the facilities is right, but also the facilities in America were like next level. Like they said, like I think it was like uni as well. And he's like, oh, God, this is amazing. So let us know your thoughts on that.
We're training at Harvard, were they? I think they were doing a bit of training at Harvard University last season, last summer, or maybe Stanford.
A lot of information has gone in and results have gone in since then. Injury updates is what we're all here for. Liverpool have trained or are training. It was live on the Twitter and social accounts before. A couple of notable people were there. Klopp did say that he wasn't sure about Dejan Lovren after he was forced off. It looked like cramp on Saturday when Nathan Aki went down, but at the same time Lovren was on the sidelines on his back with cramp. I don't know whether that's concerning or not. I know he's played a lot of football, but if it is cramp, he's actually taken up before half time. A professional footballer who has been guilty of not warming up properly, was it Wolves last season away, and then got injured. But subsequently, he has trained today. Gini Ronaldo and Adam Lallana were the other ones. Was a concern, but then I'm just going to get to it now because I did the agenda and then they trained and they just put it all to bed. Adam Lallana is to train on his own. Liverpool midfielder absolutely got it. Bournemouth on Saturday. Good to see him actually training, Ben.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd rather him train than not train. Yeah. So, you know, so for him to be training is a good thing.
Sorry, the point I was trying to make, I didn't make that very clear, was the fact that we've done the build-up show, which will be out later on the Redmen site. The fact that I think eyebrows are still raised when Adam Lallana starts, whereas now, I think we all discussed he could probably play a mixture of anyone, and you should be quite happy with it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. You know, you want options in the squad, don't you? And I think that's what Lallana's viewed at the moment, and especially with the injuries to Fabinho. You know, I think it makes sense for Lallana that Lallana may get a few more minutes over the next few weeks, and if we can just keep everybody fit for this busy period, and that's going to benefit us massively.
Yeah, the other two concerns that I mentioned there were Dejan Lovren, who obviously went off on Saturday, and Gini Ronaldo, who turns out was a bit of a risk, so he didn't play on Saturday at all. Are both in training alongside each other, which is again pleasant. You know, having all these players, this depth and squad, and think, you know, again we mentioned on the Umbu of. You can make cases for pretty much anyone. He'd be happy if Gini played, if Lovren played. But equally, if Lovren's a risk, I'd be happy with Joe Gomez, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, obviously now at the back, we're starting to look a little bit light. You know, if Lovren picks up a proper injury, then we're, you know, especially with Fabinho out as well, we've only got two centre-backs. Yeah. So it's important that if Lovren, you know, does have a problem, that we don't completely rush him back either, because if we aggravate something, we go in and we've only got Gomez and Van Dijk. Gomez, you know, obviously not being completely free of injuries all career either, you know, it could be a problem. So we've just got to be careful right now, I think.
It is mad, isn't it? Those three players that you just mentioned all have terrible injury records, don't they? And you can get to a busy period in the season. We can only hope that they're all right and fighting fit. Chris's starting line prediction will be out later on today as well, but you want to get your thoughts on who you think should play tomorrow night. Get them in the comments and Tom will pick them up. Before we get to our final story, Mane is the best in his position, claims pundit. Sadio Mane is an unrivaled in his position at this moment, according to Tony Cascarino.
Who is that?
He's a former footballer, and I think he was talking on Talk Shites. Right. So apologies for that. The Senegalese has been astonishing form of late, with many tipping him to the PFA Player of the Year award this season. No players has had a greater impact on Liverpool's campaign as they threaten to finally end along with the Premier League trophy. Although there may be bigger names to take the attacking left side roles, such as Neymar and Eden Hazard, nobody is performing at Mane's current level. Cascarino says he does things that very few people can do in a game. I used to admire people like Giggs as a player because he could go past people. One of the hardest things to do is eliminate a defender or a midfielder. Just go past them like they're not there, and Mane can do that. Being a Liverpool fan, who would I exchange for Mane in world football? I might be scratching my head. I wouldn't want Neymar. I wouldn't take Neymar for Mane. No way. I wouldn't take Mane.
I probably wouldn't. No. I mean, Neymar, look, he's a good player, isn't he? But I've never been wowed by a Neymar performance. You know what I mean? Maybe that's just because I've not sat and watched endless amounts of Ligue 1. You know, Paris Saint-Germain, or even in the Champions League, but I've never been.
Even was it Barcelona?
Yeah, no, I've never. Well, not really, because I mean, he had Messi alongside him, but I've never really. I can't look. I might be proven wrong by people going, well, this and this, but I've never really It's not that I've not really rated him. I just think he comes with a lot of press and media baggage, and I think he's a bit overrated. But I think Mane at the moment is, if anything, still quite underrated. So
I don't, for one second, think that Neymar is shit. But I've seen a lot more of him rolling around on the floor than seen decent performances in that sense. Would you swap Neymar for Mane? I definitely wouldn't. Let us know below. And Tom is going to give us some comments right now, aren't you, Tom?
Yes, I am. Just talking about the Chinese pre-season rumours, Jojo speaks about that and says China is a huge potential market, and then Walida 626 says it's good to give exposure to Asia for pre-season tours. They have one of the largest followings.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of people there, to be fair.
Big place.
There's a lot of people in China.
Yeah, I think Big Ben was right before. It's about, you know, kind of, this sounds horrible, kind of keeping those people happy and keeping them interested whilst kind of having the benefits of the commercial revenue that Liverpool get from it. Obviously, you know, they're supporting from far, far away. And not rewarded, but I think, you know, they should be recognised and kind of appreciated rather than just kind of like kind of put backside. So they put a lot of money into the club. There's a comment saved there before, you know, in terms of merchandise and seeing the club. There'll be a lot of people over there who want to go and see Liverpool play.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
Hopefully be Premier League winners by then as well.
Maybe.
Premier League winners, Champions League winners, the best club in the world.
Mm. In an ideal world, yes.
FA Cup winners as well.
Moving on to the injury stuff. This is talking about Dejan Lovren. Dan the Man says he's apprehensive, very apprehensive. Cramp would be fine, but any sort of hamstring / groin would be concerning. We need depth for the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think that's a point that we pretty much already touched on, in the sense of, yeah, you know, this is what I mean, in the sense of it is something that he's feeling, a muscle strain. Then don't throw him back in tomorrow night, you know, give him a week off, just be smart with it, because the last thing we need is another centre-back out for another 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's also hard as well. Like you said, Joe Gomez is in the finest form, but as discussed on the build-up show, he needs a run of form at centre-back.
Yeah.
But as I think we all agreed, to kind of, you know, give himself some confidence, get back into some form. I know he's not gone shite over the past couple of weeks. He's just, you know, he's been playing at right-back, he's played against Arsenal, a lot of kids and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe he gets a run inside. It'd be fine. Tom, one more.
Yeah, just a couple more to end it on Sadio Mane. Sid Senor says Mane just might be the best left winger in the world. He has been Liverpool's best player, and there is no one close to him right now. And then Football Hack says Mane will never get the recognition, as he doesn't have the brand value of Salah or Neymar.
And that's a good point. I think, you know, when we talked about you know, and going for the Ballon d'Or, Mane for me should have been comfortably in the top three for the Ballon d'Or this season. Yeah. But I don't know whether you know, the stuff, he's not the flashy guy, he's not, you know, I mean, neither Salah, but I just think there's something about Salah that's more marked, but I can't quite put my finger on it all the time. Maybe it's the fact that he's Egyptian and he got voted for a load of times in that electoral, and all that. You know, there's a bit more of a story to him. Sadio has that story, but the media, for whatever reason, don't choose to report on it, and that. I can't tell you why.
No, because you think about all the stuff that, you know, you see Sadio Mane does. Like, I think, you know, he's built hospitals and schools and stuff, and, you know, he's going back to Senegal and supporting his country and stuff. You know, that should all contribute towards it, kind of like these awards and kind of who they are as human being. And you're right, they don't. It's all about being, you know, flashing. Messi deserves the award because he's amazing, but you're right, you know, you could argue the case that Ronaldo was put in there for the same reasons. They didn't want to leave him out of the top three because it would have been a farce for FIFA or whatever, but, you know, but he is the best left winger in the world for me.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the more that he doesn't get recognised or win stuff, I like to think that he just wants to keep pushing himself even more, which is only a good thing for us. But we'll be back tomorrow during the build-up. Klopp's press conference is at 6:30 tonight, so go and watch that on Liverpool YouTube channel and get up to date on that, and we'll react into that tomorrow, as well as getting ready for the game. Don't forget to go check out your Christmas jumpers over at redmantv.com. Tom will put a link in the description once I give it to him later on, and we'll be back tomorrow. Ta-ra.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.